I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Kathy in St. Paul says, my friend says he hasn't gone to church in 3 years. He says getting together with Christian friends is enough. But isn't, so she wants to know about what Hebrews 10:25 says. Mm-hmm. He also says that tithing is an Old Testament thing and we don't need to do it. So how do you address these two issues from a biblical perspective?
Okay, which one do you want, Brad? I'll take the other.
Well, I'll take the first one.
Okay.
So they're both great questions and things that we hear a lot. Why should I, you know, haul my carcass out of bed and, you know, put on my Sunday best and, you know, plaster a smile on my face and go to church when I don't get anything out of it? And one reason, so let me address this from a few different angles. So one way to ask the question is just meeting with other believer friends an adequate substitute for church? Well, I would say no, and here's a couple reasons why. One, it's not just about having communion with other believers. It's about worshiping God and directing our hearts together towards God in worship. So when we go to church, it's not just so that we can have fellowship with other Christians. It's partly so that we can worship God. It's partly so that we can hear teaching of the word from somebody who has authority and hopefully training and expertise in understanding and interpreting it. And that doesn't happen when you're just hanging out with your Christian friends at a picnic. It's so that the body can act as a body and do things that, you know, me and two or three friends can't do. The church can take on tasks and do missions that are not feasible for just a small group of friends. Another thing about being in the church is that if I'm just being with my Christian friends, we're basically the same age, we're basically the same kind of background, we're basically the same level of education, approximate incomes, things like that, although I have some friends who are fantastically wealthy. But these sorts of things lead to a kind of bubble that I immerse myself in. But if I'm at a church, there are old people, there are little children. You know, we've got the nursery as a place to help out. We've got people from different educational backgrounds, different theological perspectives that, frankly, we probably wouldn't be friends with or wouldn't spend much time with if it weren't for that body. So you get some of what you need from having those Christian friendships, and they're very important. And that kind of stability and Christ-centeredness and philosophy of life, that we share that with people that we're close to, that's extremely important. But there are many, many other things that we need as part of a walk with Christ within the body.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.